Hi, welcome to the Whole Woman Podcast. This is our first episode where we decided it was a good idea to let you get to know your hosts a little bit better. So I am Rachel.
And I'm Kim.
And today we're going to talk about ourselves, which we love to do. So, Miss Kimmy, I'm going to start asking a question. I really want you to tell your audience why it was so important for us to do this project together.
I feel like as I move forward in life, God drops people into my life for a reason. And you and I were on Melissa's podcast or panel group, Melissa Crook from Embracing Layers. If you don't know her, you should know her. So check her out. It's the Feel podcast. And I sat there listening to you and I just started thinking, oh my goodness, this is like my sister from another mister, right? I mean, because we're both women in the industry, you really love the movement side of it, the personal training side of it. I swung a little bit more towards the nutrition piece, but everything you were saying like rang true. And your experiences with your clients were the same as mine, and your experiences in your own body were the same as mine. And it's like, I just thought we have to talk and we really should let people eavesdrop.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think that when you meet another human being that shares your goals for helping as many women as possible and to be able for us to collaborate on this, it just rang true to my heart. And I'm just so grateful for you. And I'm so excited for this journey that we're going to go on. And even if, we are saying something that maybe the audience doesn't agree with or doesn't believe in, just know that we are coming from a place of love. We are coming from a place of we've been there, done that. And there's no judgment here. There's no shame. We're not trying to change anybody. We're just trying to give you information and have a few laughs while we do it, of course.
Yes, and be as real as we can be. That's one of the things I love most about what we've decided to do is this is like unfiltered, it's unedited, it is just us and our guest being real, good girlfriend time. Because I feel like, I don't know, and I'd love to hear what you think about this, but a lot of my life problems eventually were solved because of a conversation I had with a girlfriend.
I think it's very important to have those conversations because sometimes you're just not seeing it through another person's eyes. You're seeing it through one lens and you might feel a little hopeless, or it just might seem like it's the truth, it's the right thing. And then you hear someone else's experience and it makes you think in a different way. And I love the beauty of that expression. You learn something new every day if you're open to it. And just because I believe something doesn't mean that I can't learn something new. And I think as I've gotten older, I just don't want to argue with people anymore. I just do not care about being right. I just want to be happy.
I love that. I love that. So, if we were to prepare people who were going to listen to our podcast about what we're going to talk about, what are like your top three things that we've discussed that you're most excited to talk about with
As
us?
always, loving your body. I think that so many of us women go through life and that just not even an option. We're just in this mindset that we have to stay small and do all these things to stay small. And we forget to be happy. We forget to take care of our bodies. We forget to nourish our bodies. And I would say that there's many women still that believe that food is the enemy. So as we team up together, hopefully we can change that narrative because that's all it is. It's not truth, it's not fact, it's a narrative that we've been taught.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I am so excited to talk to people about the importance of movement for not just good health, but for pleasure, right? So often when I had the gym, people were in there paying the price, or repenting almost, like using their bodies to repent for a meal that they ate or a long weekend of indulging. And life is not meant to be like that. You know, our bodies are not so weak that they can't handle a couple of days of enjoyment, and they can't, I mean, quite frankly, they can't handle good food, comfort food, indulgent food, even a little bit every day, right? But never make your body pay the price for what you decided to do and what you decided to put in your mouth. I think that's an important conversation that I'm looking forward to having with you.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And also, too, I think so many stigmas that women carry around just about being a woman. We are fitness experts, but we definitely want to circle the entire world when it comes to different topics and conversations, and really just kind of come at them from an open and honest place. And like I said, my favorite part of this podcast, and I know because I've spent enough time with you, that we're not coming from a judgment place. This is not, I mean, we might have our opinions about things, but we're never going to make you, our listener, feel like you're a bad person for believing what you believe. We're just here to open your mind and have fun. Have fun. We want to have some fun.
Yep. And I sure the heck hope that there's somebody somewhere. Every time that we get on and share an episode, I hope there's someone who thinks, oh my gosh, why didn't I think about that? Or, oh my gosh, I should ask my doctor about that. Because we're all going through a lot of the similar things. We just don't think to talk to other women about that, whether it's menopause or take your
My
pick.
favorite topic right now.
Incontinence, sex, whatever the case may be, you know, like the things
Being
that you think you
a
have to keep to
friend,
yourself. Yes.
I would love to talk about that, is learn how to be a friend to other women. I think that we miss that class in our life experience. And there's just so many ways that women can support each other and be kind to each other and also have boundaries. I think that's very important.
I agree. I agree.
But today I'm gonna, so I wanna ask you, we've both been on plenty of podcasts, so this question might be familiar, but I would love to have you tell our listeners, what was your pivotal moment when you knew that being happy and having joy in your life was more important than punishing your body? What was that moment for you?
It was August 5th. 2020 was August 5th, 2020. I remember it was August 5th because it was anyway. I had closed the gym, and I and my boys were gone. You know, I mean, like they're grown and gone. They're in college or married, and I was just sitting feeling sorry for myself. And I was journaling that day, and I was writing, and poor, poor me. I tried this. I can't lose weight. My body hurts. I didn't feel like going to the gym. I had closed the gym. And so like, I was no longer fit by default because I was moving and helping other people. I was like, oh, totally responsible for myself. We're in 2020. I couldn't go to a gym at this point in life, you know, so it was all based on at home stuff, and it was just bemoaning my poor existence and my fat body is what I thought about myself. And I in my journal, I had one of those pretty little things somebody had given me when I retired from the gym, and I flipped the page, and at the top it said, "You are all too be altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you," from the Song of Solomon. And I just started to cry. And I cried because at that moment I realized that every word I had ever spoken to a woman in my state of being, in my state of sorrow, was I wasn't using that on myself. I could look at you or anyone who came into my gym who didn't love themselves, and I could find all the beautiful things in them, but I couldn't do it for myself. And it was at that moment that I realized it didn't matter what I weighed. I want to be healthy. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't matter what I weigh or what size my pants are, or if I need a hair color. I mean, nothing matters. I'm still good. I'm still worthy. I'm still perfect, just as I am. And I was created that way. How about you? I mean, like, when did this switch flip for you?
It was the day after my 40th birthday, so December 5th. I don't know why I can't remember the year because I'm going to be 53 now. So that was quite some time ago. But I had finally achieved, which I had always been taught was my perfect body. I was a size zero. I was living my best life in New York City. I had a great career. I had friends. I had a boyfriend. I had everything that I thought I needed to be happy, and I was miserable. I was not happy. I even almost felt angry, and I did not understand. I worked my whole life to have this body. Here it is. What's going on? So I decided at that moment that I wanted to be happy, and whatever that took, I was gonna do. And I too started journaling of, I always say this when I'm talking about this experience is that when you ask the universe for something, it gives it to you, and it gives it to you when you need it. So some amazing books fell into my life, some amazing people fell into my life. I had been in and out of therapy most of my life, but the right therapist finally came into my life. And I just think that all those things where I was just, focused on my healing, it was a beautiful experience, but it also prepared me for what was to come, right? So COVID bodies are a real thing. And I gained a ton of weight. But instead of going back to my old ways where I punished myself and I got upset and I cried and I didn't want to be seen and heard, I was like, nope, this is your body now. How can I take care of this body now? And then I started menopause and my body changed yet again. And so all that has led up to being at peace with my changing body. And I think that's for me was the most important lesson was that our bodies are going to change as we age. So how do I take care of it the best I can from now until, the end of time?
Yep, and that brings up something, when I was working with people, I would always I remember saying to them, you can do anything for 15 seconds. You can do anything for 30 seconds. But now I'm almost 58 years old. Back when I was telling him this, I was 10 years younger. That's not true. It's not true. Your body cannot do everything that it's always done. You can still be active, you can still do things, but until you start to listen to your body, you're never really loving it. I mean, whether it's hunger cues or whether it's exercise or whether it's stretching and movement or whatever it is, I just think about, like, I didn't intentionally tell these poor men and women lies,
Of course not.
but as I get older, I realize, no, you can't do everything that you've always done in the past.
I had a beautiful coach tell me one time because I used to get so worked up, and I still get on my soapbox. I've been a personal trainer for 25 years. I know how to train someone and I know when people are being taught improper form. And I used to get myself so worked up about stuff like that. And I had a coach once say, even those people who are telling you to cut carbs or to eat only steamed chicken and broccoli or to do a squat like this, they believe that they're helping someone. And I had to sit with that for a minute because I was like, yeah, that's true. So for you to be able and know what you know now and move forward and know that you would never give someone that coaching or that kind of training ever again. I just, you know, you have to forgive yourself for that because we did our best with what we knew then.
Yep. Yep. There's so much good wisdom that comes in simply aging, just making it to the next
right?
day and the next day and the next year. You just got to roll
yeah.
with it and
continue I used to say
learning.
That my, yeah. I used to say my 40s were my best decade, but they're kind of like in a close second with my 50s. I just feel richer. I feel smarter. I feel happier. I feel calmer. Mm-hmm. You know, I think in my 40s, I was finding my peace and I was learning how to achieve it. But now that I've been sitting in it, it's a whole nother ball game. So yeah, aging is the shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, so Rachel, is there anything else you think that people should know about us?
I also want to, you know, talk about our books a little bit because I think our books are, a tool that we both wrote in hopes to inspire women. And so I want to talk about our books a little bit. So why did you write yours?
Reflections of Joy started out as a book that I thought I would call Mirror, Mirror, Learn to Love the Woman You See. And I thought it would be kind of a how-to book, like how to do the things that we did at the gym, how to move your body, how to focus on not only cardio, which everyone thinks burns calories, but also on muscle development and also on stretching and all the things, right? But also community and eating to fuel your body, not as either a cheat or fuel, right? I don't like looking at it like that. Just eat to nourish yourself. So I thought I would write a how-to book. And then I got in this funk and, like smack dab in the middle of menopause, my body is not responding the way I wanted it to. I don't have the community around me. I don't feel a sense of purpose. Everything has just fallen to crap. And instead of writing a how-to book, I wrote a how I pulled myself out of it book. And my faith had to be a part of that because it was part of turning myself around. Not that I prayed to God and he made me thinner, right? That's not what I'm saying. But in finding that focus and ability to surrender complete control of everything, because I had always been completely in control of everything from mm-hmm. my food to my exercise to my kids to my house to my schedule.
Yeah.
That's not the way the world works if you want to live this life of self-love and self-worth and be bearable to other people, right? Yeah, so Reflections of Joy just became that book that I hope is a gift to other women to just never say no to anything, right? Explore, enjoy, move for pleasure, spend time in community, pray, meditate, whatever it is that works for you, and let go of all of the crud you've been telling yourself for the first 40 years of your life.
I love that. I love that so much.
And so Donut Diaries, first off, mm-hmm. amazing cover, right? Everybody should run out and check it out. It is like, it's like one of my favorites. And I hope you have like an image of it stuck on a wall somewhere that inspires you because it is so cool. But when you go beyond that cover, there is so much wisdom in there. And so like every time I turn a page, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there she is. There's my sister, right? I mean, you share so honestly that I just love the way people can relate with you. Tell us why you wrote it.
I wrote it because I wanted, because I know how alone I felt. I felt alone in this all the time. And what better way to make sure that other women don't feel alone, but to share your story. And I really wanted it to come across like it was just you and me talking. I was just telling you some of the crazy shit I used to do to myself but offer it to the world. And so that's why I wrote it. But while I was writing it, I just, The cool thing was is that some people say, "Well, I write my book, I was just crying, crying, crying." Nope, I was like boom, 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 because I felt like the stories that I shared and my experience that I shared, I had healed from that. So when you pass on a healed message, for me, it's even more powerful. And so the only time that in that year from cover from concept to cover that I cried was the day that I read it through the whole thing again and realized that it was done. And it was more like that celebratory cry where I was like, I did this. I wrote a damn book. And so I do appreciate that feedback, like what you said, because that was my goal. That was my intention, for it to be something that you walked away from that feeling like, okay, I'm not alone. There's other people that go through this too. So
very cool. Very cool. So I wrote a second book, and I know you've got another one in you, but my second book isn't really a book. Well, it's a book, but Canyon Journal. What I've realized since Reflections of Joy has come out is how many people are not aware of their own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm an avid journaler. I don't think everyone has to be, but like I keep track of things. And so like if it dawns on me today, I've still got a headache. I wonder how long I've had that headache, right? Yeah. And I like I don't detail every single thing about myself, but like if I notice that I'm having to take medication or something on a regular basis, I start to keep track because I want to know if something's hanging around longer than it should. So I created my owner's manual, and it's a page a day, right? And it's just it's not really like a lot of times those of us in this industry say, oh, you got to keep track, you've got to journal, you've got to do this. You can journal whatever you want to. But I even offered like little bullet point places. So like you could, there's seven lines. And for me, I am terrible with water. So water's always at the top of mine. And I want to make sure that
I find that surprising about you.
I do. I much rather drink coffee and wine.
Okay, fair enough.
So, but it's not that I do drink water, but I have days where I feel foggy, and it's always after I look and I see, oh, I only drank four glasses today. That makes total sense. I'm dehydrated, you know? Right. And so it allows people to keep track of things that are important to them. Maybe perimenopausal symptoms or whatever. So something I want to explore later down the road in this is really what should you know about yourself, and how do you create an owner's manual that allows you to advocate for yourself as you're growing older?
Yep.
And often when we get to this age of our life, we have someone who is well-meaning, but often pills or treatments are the standard rather than like fixing what's broken so you don't have to take a pill or have a procedure, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think we are going to dive into some pretty great topics while we are collabing on this podcast together. And, you know, soon we'll invite guests, but we just want you to know there is no topic that we will not unturn for you. But thank you so much for listening, and thank you for allowing us to introduce ourselves to you. And we will be back next time, and we are going to be talking about the joy of movement.
I'm looking forward to it.